Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and tonight we're going to break the rules of entrepreneurship with Phil Boyer. Phil's a straight shooter and not afraid to tell you like he sees it. And you'll notice that in the content he produces, including a few swear words I picked, I believe it's important to be real both to yourself and others. The rough edges are what makes all unique and what gives us our appeal. Rough edges can be anything. For me, it's my attitude. I grew up listening to hard rock and metal while working one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. This has shaped me who I am. Okay, on to my philosophy. Phil's pretty much comes to two words, breaking rules. I learned very early on that life is short and you need to create opportunities for yourself. In order to do this, you need to break the rules. If you do what everybody else is doing, you aren't being real to yourself, and that sets you up to fail. And I also want to bring up Phil's the Entrepreneur Manifesto, and Phil also has a book called Social Media Strategies. Without any further ado, I want to bring Phil on. Welcome to the show, Mr. Boyer.
Thank you, and thanks a lot for having me. I'm excited to be on your show.
Well, I'm excited because I want to read Bill's mission. Phil's mission is to help you build a successful customer-focused business that makes you happy because it all revolves around your passion and your talent. And
most
isn't
definitely
that what the world is seeking right now, is individual talent to expand us out of this recession, Phil?
I think so. You know, I think we all have a passion. We all have something to offer the world. And I think, you know, most of us are told, hey, you have to go work a 9-to-5. You know, you have to have that stability. You have to do this. And, you know, I don't necessarily buy into that. I think we need to do whatever, you know, if a 9-to-5 makes you happy, then go and do it by all means. Make that happen. Make your life how you want it. But I think for a lot of us, you know, we don't like waking up on Mondays because of the 9-to-5. We're doing things that we don't want to do. And if we tap into our passion and do things that we like to do, it becomes not work. It becomes a lot of play, and it becomes fun, and every day is awesome. But we can also help each other and make the world a little better.
You know, isn't that what life is about, expanding each other to get the world back into prosperity? This is something that I understand. In the beginning of the 1900s, 99% of the American people were self-employed. Mm-hmm. Now, with the cutbacks and the outsourcing, how is the unemployed becoming the entrepreneurs, do you feel, Phil?
Well, you know, I know that a lot of people are having problems finding work, and they're looking for ways that they can make money, that they can, you know, I think a lot of people have just given up and said, you know, enough's enough, what do I want to do? And, you know, with technology the way it is today, it's really easy for people to go out there and live their passion and do what they want to do. It's a double-edged sword, though, because it's easy and it's available to everyone. Everyone can go out there and live their passion. So it becomes a problem of how to stand out, what are you going to do that's different, and we're not used to that. We're not used to standing out because from day one we're trained to blend in. So everybody, you know, we go and we listen to the so-called experts, you know, do these 10 things and you'll be successful. Well, it doesn't really work like that. And, you know, I started long ago when I entered, you know, working for myself, being an entrepreneur. I followed the rules. I did the checklist marketing. I did this. I did that. And I never got anywhere. It wasn't until I really tapped into myself and said, okay, look, I need to stand out. I need to be doing things differently. This is really who I am anyway. I just need to let that part out and do it. then things started happening. Things started working a lot better for me. And I think that's really how somebody can become an entrepreneur, is just tap into themselves, look into their passion, how can they stand out, and go make it happen.
You know, Phil, you said something in there that I discovered about 3 years ago. I quit listening to all the so-called gurus in the spiritual and the coaching world and the business world, and I started looking for people that really were making it. And something I discovered, and maybe you could enlighten me and the listeners all about this, the people that say they're going to really help you, aren't they just really wanting to help you to your financial resources to make you feel good for 3 days, but really to go no further than that?
You know, I see a lot of that going on. I see a lot of people not really helping, a lot of gurus not really helping. Again, it's by, you know, my book, my social media strategies book, I wrote the first edition of that came out like 5 years ago, and I've updated it a few times since. But I wrote that book in a way that could stand the test of time. I mean, social media changes. And there might be a couple things that are a little bit outdated on there, but for the most part, the book walks you through building an audience. It takes you, it puts it on you. I mean, there's no easy button in this thing. There's no button you can click. You have to put some time into it. You have to put some thought into it. And you can join all the programs in the world and read a lot of books and do all this stuff, but bottom line is, unless they're telling you how to actually channel yourself, tap into yourself, and bring out what's inside you, it's not going to work. All you're going to be doing is throwing money away. You know, you have to get somebody that can really get to know you and help you. And that's really the direction that I'm going in with my business is, you know, I want to get to know the people that I'm working with and see how I can help them on a one-to-one basis. And, you know, in the material that I produce, I try to write it in a way that gets them to think about what they need to do. I point them in the right direction and give them a kick, but it's basically got to come from them.
And, you know, here's the thing, Phil. Isn't that where people really are the most, you know, they fear it. But do you feel people, this is something I discovered, and it really works really good. It's what am I scared of? Do you think people are scared of their own talents and use fear to cover it up?
I think fear manifests itself on many levels. And I talked about it this week too. You know, there's a lot of people that aren't productive. They're not doing things because they fear success, and they fear it for a number of reasons. You know, they might have people around them that aren't supportive of what they're doing. You know, I know I've heard a lot of times, you know, oh, you're crazy for doing that, or that's not going to work, or whatever. And it's the negativity that forces people to just kind of stick with the status quo, and you know, fearing that they're going to offend somebody or that sort of thing. Fear is a big part of being an entrepreneur. You know, we get inside our own heads a lot of times, and that whole, can I do this? Is this going to work? Is this the right thing to do? And you know, it's getting inside your head in that way is a really dangerous place to be. And so, you know, I think if we can get rid of that fear, if we can find a way to channel that fear in a different direction, I think that's where the growth can come in. And surrounding yourself with people that support you, people that you can bounce ideas off of, you know, other entrepreneurs, that's a great way to stifle that fear. I'm not quite sure if that answered your question, though.
You did. You know, here's a simple thing for fear. I wrote a book called Fear is My Friend, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And all fear is unrefined wisdom.
I like that.
And I'm on Phil's website, philboyer.com, and I'm looking at his book called Social Media Strategies. But he also coaches people. If somebody chose to call Phil Boyer and engage in his entrepreneurial talents, what would they expand through, and what would help them open up and really, well, trust their talents to expand their life?
Well, my wife jokingly says I'm like a therapist for business. I eat my own dog food. I break rules, and the way I approach things is a little bit different. Kind of what I alluded to earlier is, you know, I do these things called bounce it's, and it's kind of like a therapy session in a way. And you know, we'll get on a Google Plus Hangout, and you know, we'll have a conversation, and you know, you can tell me, you know, okay, I'm struggling in this, and then we'll talk about that, and we'll figure out where the roadblock is, and you know, how to overcome that. So it's very specific. It's very tailored to what the problem is. The other thing, the other side of it is, if you've got an idea, and this kind of goes back to the whole idea of fear, is you have an idea, but you're not quite sure about it. You don't know if it's good enough, you know, all that getting inside your head stuff. You know, we can talk about that. We'll look at the idea and we'll say, okay, and I'll help you through that. And that's kind of what my Indiepreneur Manifesto does. It helps you take those ideas and refine them, and it walks you through actually getting to a point where you can execute on that idea, and if it's worthy, you know, to actually execute. Can you make money off this idea? You know, that whole thing. So that's well, go ahead.
Well, no, finish up. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I was going to say that's kind of my approach. I mean, it's going to be what people get out of it is going to be different, because I really get specific, and you know, the whatever problem it is that they're having, you know, that's what we're tackling. We're not talking pie in the sky stuff. It's actual, real, down and dirty. We're going to get in the mud, and we're going to make mud pies. That's basically how I approach things.
No, Phil, when people get into business and they have this wonderful idea, how do they think people are just going to adhere to it, that idea, because they do, and it's going to take them wherever they want to go, without realizing they got to present it and open people up to see where that really fits into their life or expands their life?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, the internet has made things easy, but the problem is that it's not really easy. Running a business is very, very difficult. There's a lot of aspects that need to be addressed, and it's not as simple as throwing up a website and saying, hey, come look at me, and blasting social media with, you know, hey, I've got this new widget out there, come check it out. You know, it's about actually understanding your audience. Well, first you need to figure out who your audience is, and that's a job in and of itself, and that takes time. And a lot of people want to rush a lot of these things, the homework, basically. They want to rush through that and just jump to selling. And I think that's why a lot of businesses fail, because they're not understanding their audience, and they're putting out a product that their audience can't resonate with, and they're following rules. They're following the gurus that say, you know, if you do this 10-point checklist, you're going to rank number one on Google. If you do, you know, you have to do these five things if you want to be successful on Twitter. And it doesn't work like that. Like I was saying before, it really has to come from within. You have to have that deep understanding of what your business is and what you want to accomplish, and most importantly, where you're going, where you want to go. It's not, you know, we've moved away from doing these, you know, 30, 40, 50-page business plans. And, you know, I agree with that to a certain extent. We don't need these things anymore, really. But We still need to know where we're going, and I think a lot of businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs skip that part in the rush to get their product out and make money, especially in this rough economy where people are trying to, you know, get money coming in because they need it.
And, you know, you said something in there. How do people, when they go into business, they're looking at the money rather than how their product is going to expand people's lives? And it is people that is going to bring their wealth, not their idea. People buying into it, you know what I'm saying, thinking it helps them.
You know, it's a tough sell to get people to realize that profit is secondary. I mean, and you know, really, we just need to all take a step back and think about these big companies and how we get treated as their customer. You know, I've really gone on a mission to not deal with big business because I get treated like crap all the time. And, you know, I support a lot of small businesses because I get treated better because they're putting me first. And I think when you put your customer, your audience first, the rest will all fall into place. And I know that sounds like BS. It sounds, you know, hokey. But it really is true. When you start focusing on the people and what their needs are and creating content around that, answering their questions, building up your reputation, people will start coming to you and wanting to give you money. It just works that way. You know, and when you think about, like, the cable company, I don't think there's anybody on the planet that likes their cable company, but they give them money, whether it's for Internet or for TV. They pay that bill every month because there's really no other option. And I think we need to look at that. Why is that? Look at these companies that treat us like crap and do it differently. Do it the opposite. Run your business like how you would want to be treated as your customer.
You know, that's unique you say that. You know, I tell them sometimes, I said, you know, if I charged you for every hour I spend fixing what you guys do, you guys would end up paying me. And, you know, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the thing. They've gotten so big, they've taken the people part out. But, you know, you said something a little earlier, Phil, and I'd really like you to expand on that. When somebody starts a business, don't they almost want to write the outcome and where they want the business to end up before and then close the gap between where they're at and where they want their business?
You kind of broke up a little bit. Can you say that again?
You know, when somebody starts a business and they're really getting into it, they want to write the outcome. They want to write where the business, the outcome of the business, where they want to the business, how it's going to serve people, and then see where they're at in life, and then they close the gap between them. Isn't that a major thing for a new business or any business?
Yeah, I talk about destination in the sense of, you know, business is a part of life. It is for me. I mean, for me, my business and what I do is a lot of my day. It's a good portion of my life. So it has to be something that makes me happy and makes my day, you know, good and that kind of thing. But there's also greater goals. There's also bigger things that we want to achieve in life. You know, when we wake up in the morning, what do we want our day to be? What's our perfect day? And when I talk about destination, that's what I mean. What is that perfect day? And you don't want to, you kind of want to think, in my opinion, this is what I think. I think you got to think about that and figure out how you're going to get there. And that there's a lot that goes into that. There's a lot involved in there. And that it includes creating a series of mini destinations and goals that you work towards. But from a business standpoint, you can't just fill in gaps. You have to actually have a plan. You have to have a strategy to get to your destination. And I think that's a forward motion that you have to, you know, you have to be forward thinking and look to the future a little bit. But you can't think 10 years out because things change too much, you know, and your business is going to change and you're going to have to adapt and change. Am I answering your question?
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. When you write, but you also want to write the business, how it's going to expand your family too, don't you? You want to put your family, the people, everybody all into your business and see how you're really going to expand the world at the same time, don't you, Phil?
Yeah, I was watching, I did a blog post this week and it included a video of this guy that says, if you know what day of the week it is, you're not busy enough. And I hate that video because it just sends the wrong message. And, you know, you mentioned family. You got to have family time. You got to have that balance. If you're always working, you're going to have a problem. You know, downtime is really, really, really important. Sleep is really, really, really important. Without those two things, you run the risk of your business failing because your mind isn't going to be where it is. You know, you need that downtime to recharge. You know, you hear guys like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, it's like work, 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 you know, work 18 hours a day. And I don't agree with that. You got to have time for family. You got to look at what you're actually offering the world and what you're offering your family, what you're offering yourself. So you are having a good quality life, and that's, again, where the destination comes in. You have to make sure that you're working towards making sure that you have the quality of life that you want. It's not just about selling a product. It's about selling a product that can help somebody while enhancing both their life and your life.
And isn't that kind of what business, the big businesses today have forgot the community and people? Isn't that kind of where the corporations and the, to me, college education has made us anti-people. But it's really the people with the college education. We've become anti-people. Do you feel that, or am I looking at the glass half empty?
You know, I can't speak to the whole college thing, but as far as big business, I agree 100%. I think that, you know, especially with, you know, publicly traded companies, because profit is so important, because if they don't make money, the shareholders get upset and then, you know, things go south and you know, it's all about the profit. And that's why, you know, it's not about the people. And that's why people switch jobs. It used to be where people, you know, they left college, they got a job, they stayed there till they retired in the same job for 30, 40 years, whatever it was. And these days, people are changing jobs every 2 years, every 3 years, even shorter. That's assuming they can even get a job in the first place. We're putting profit before people, and I think that's the wrong way to approach it. Again, like I said before, if you put the people first, the profit will follow. And for some people, that's a hard concept to grab a hold of because, you know, the whole point of the business is to make money. But, you know, if we're focusing on people first, it makes it – and, you know, that's the way it works for me. You know, when I started putting people first, when I started saying, you know what, the profit will come later, that's when everything fell into place.
But then it focused – That's for me too, but didn't that take your focus off of money? And you quit becoming a servant of money and become an entrepreneur to expand the world. And the money follows wisdom, innovation, talent. Don't you feel so?
Yeah, I do. And I'd also like to say too that there's also more than one type of currency too. There's the almighty dollar. But there's also relationships, and there's also, you know, from a business standpoint, there's referrals, there's, you know, shares of your blog post, there's comments of your, you know, all those things that what's the common denominator there? People. You know, people are the ones that can make or break a small business these days. And I think once you focus on that type of currency, then, you know, the ones that actually pay your bills, the ones that we need these days, unfortunately, that will come right behind it.
Yeah. And I'm on philboyer.com. The book is Social Media Strategies. And you can get his the Indiepreneur Manifesto. And you can also, Phil, you coach people on business and things like that. And they can go to your contact and get a hold of you. But there's something that's on your contact page. And it's also your high voltage hangouts. I like that, high voltage hangouts. I'm an electrician. But electricity is the greatest teacher of life because it's invisible, but you see the outcome.
Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, tell the people, give them what they would get if they come to one of your high voltage hangouts, but what they would really get if they chose to allow you to expand their minds, to expand their business, to enjoy more prosperity in their life.
Yeah, hangouts to me are one of the greatest social media tools out there. In fact, right before this call here, I did a hangout. I launched a new show called Rule Breaking Ideas. And what I love about hangouts is it goes back to people. You know, we have this ability now to do face-to-face communication. We can look at people's mannerisms. We can talk to them. We can see them. And it's not like being in the same room, but it's really, really close. And I've built so many great relationships through Hangouts. You know, you had Nora Whalen on a couple weeks ago, and she's one of my good friends. You know, we've really built a good relationship through Hangouts and things like that, and you know, we're doing some things together. It's a really great tool to get to know somebody and build a business, and that's why I chose Hangouts to actually execute my Bounce It sessions, because it is more personal, and it does allow that. It's a more intimate type of thing than even Skype. Is the technology is better. You can they have these different, if you've never done a hangout before, they have this little console thing that has sound effects in it and little gadgets that, you know, you can wear a hat and a mustache and you can really have some fun with it, and you can break a lot of ice and stuff. So the hangouts for me are a really good tool to communicate with people on, and the idea of the high voltage hangouts is basically that. It is to it's almost like a group session of the Bounce It is kind of what those are.
And one thing about it, you said something there. How is communication more nonverbal than verbal? And being able to see people, you get to see their reaction.
Yeah, I think, you know, you can tell a lot with body language. And email and even, you know, blog posts, social media posts, things like that, you miss a lot of the intention sometimes because, you know, written words, it's hard to see sarcasm sometimes. But the mannerisms, the facial expressions, the whole body language really, you know, it really communicates a whole different side of that, which is why I think, you know, that kind of medium is a lot more intimate and a lot more telling. And for me, it allows me to, like with my sessions, I can spot BS a lot easier than I can over the phone or in a email exchange or something like that. So.
Yeah, and I want to point something out to all the listeners here. If you've been listening to Phil and really been listening, you're going to hear something that was very uplifting to me, because it was the integrity with the moral ethics behind it. But if you also go to his website, philboyer.com, and look at his picture, pictures tell you what people are. And Phil's smile isn't fake. And you look at most gurus, when it comes time for the smile, it's fake. But his eyes are clear, and it's taken, and it's a clear picture. That tells you a lot. When you're going to deal with people, look at their picture. And that'll tell you more than just about anything. And the website is philboyer.com. The book is called Social Media Strategies by Phil Boyer. That's available on your website, Amazon, and where else, Phil?
Barnes & Noble, Kobo. Yep, that's about it. Pretty much everywhere on Amazon, all the different countries. So if you're listening to this in, you know, somewhere in Europe, you can get it there as well. So.
All right. And it's philboyer.com. He's got a blog. Books, Bounce It, Breaking the Rules, About Phil. You can also contact him if you want to expand your business and open up a prosperity mindset. Phil, I'll talk to you. Phil, we're out of time. Give the people, the listeners, some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Be real. Be yourself. Don't worry about what other people say. You know, if you believe in what you're doing, if you believe in, you have to believe in yourself, and as long as you do that and you're real and you focus on people, and you align yourself with good people around you, you're gonna do awesome.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you all the listeners. We'll be here next Tuesday with Kate Ellis. She's a hypnotherapist. And Phil, thank you and all the listeners very much. This was my honor and privilege.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
All right. And it's philboyer.com. And good night.